This is the air I breathe. 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 Yes, Jesus, we are in desperate need of your presence. We are in desperate need of your Spirit. Lord, we thank you that your presence is so good that we can be both satisfied by it and yet want more at the same time. Lord, teach us to not quench our hunger for you with other things. May we seek our satisfaction in you and in you alone. If a few of you would be willing to just express that longing for the Lord. Psalm 73, verse 25 says, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you."
Songs of faith we sang through doubt and fear, and in the end we'll see that it was worth it when he returns to wipe away our tears. There will be a day when all of before him, there will be a day face to face with He who died and rose again. Holy, holy is the Lord. And on that day, we join the resurrection and stand beside the heroes of the faith. And with one voice, 1,000 generations sing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Read Psalm 73, verse 25 again, but we'll add on verse 26.
Whom have I in heaven but you, and the earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
Is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? I will wait for you. I will afraid. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Of whom shall I be afraid? I will wait for you. I will wait for you. We set our hearts.
continue to shout and lift up your praises to him.
I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will see the goodness of the Lord.
We set our hope.
We set our hope on you. We set our hope on your love. We set our hope on the one who is the everlasting God.
You are the everlasting God.
On the one who is the everlasting God.
You are the everlasting
God. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. I will remain confident in this. See the goodness of the Lord.
One more time.
I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord.
Yes, Jesus, because of who you are, we have hope. Because of who you are, we have confidence that we will see your goodness. Whether on this side of eternity or after you return, Jesus, we have hope and we have faith in you, in your goodness, in your power, and in your love. And so, Lord, we ask that you would continue to just increase our faith this morning. Give us ears to hear the message that you are speaking over us. And give us hearts that are open and willing to receive the words that you are speaking. Jesus, come have your way. Speak to us through your word. May your spirit bless us with understanding of the deep truths. And so, Lord, we thank you in advance, for we know that you are speaking and that you are moving. And we trust that we will hear from you this morning. We pray this in your beautiful name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you to our youth and worship team for leading this morning. If you are able, if you would remain standing for a few moments and open a Bible, if you have one, to Matthew chapter 20, as we stand in honor of the reading of God's word. And as we would read God's word, the children from kindergarten through sixth grade would be dismissed for children's church. And bless the children as they go. And invite you to follow along as I would read Matthew chapter 20, beginning in verse 29. As Jesus and his disciples were leaving Jericho, a large crowd followed him. Two blind men were sitting by the roadside, and when they heard that Jesus was going by, they shouted, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." The crowd rebuked them and told them to be quiet, but they shouted all the louder, "Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." Jesus stopped and called them. "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. "Lord," they answered, "we want our sight." Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately they received their sight and followed him. May the Lord add his blessing this morning to the reading of his word. You may be seated. Thank you for standing this morning.